We got more information today on how Saudi Arabia may fit into Elon Musk's plans to take Tesla private. In a blog post today, he said he has been approached multiple times by Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund about taking Tesla private. Saudi Arabia's investment fund has already taken a nearly 5% stake in Tesla. Sharice Jones of USA Today joins us now. Hi, Sharice.
Hello.
So Musk had that surprise tweet last week. We talked a lot about it, that he wants to take the company private. The stock jumped on that news. He would have to buy out other shareholders in order to take Tesla private. And many were skeptical about whether he had the money to do that, especially at the price he mentioned, which was $420 a share. What do we know now about this potential funding from Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, so Elon Musk put a blog post on the Tesla website this morning basically saying that he had the support of the managing director of the Saudi Wealth Fund to potentially back a bid to go private if all the approvals are in place. So it wasn't quite as committal as the tweets made it sound last week, but he is saying that they're on board if this is something that comes to pass.
Kind of interesting that Saudi Arabia, which is a country whose economy is dependent completely on oil, would want to take such a stake in an electric car company.
Well, that's part of the problem. They are so dependent on oil that they realize that they've got to diversify or they're going to be very vulnerable financially and politically, given the fluctuations in that market. So they're trying to invest in other areas. And as you said, they already own 5% of the shares in Tesla, which amounts to about $3 billion worth.
Meanwhile, many people, investors included, were very upset with Elon Musk for how he rolled all this news out. And that he had such an effect on the stock price, they had to halt trading for a while. There have been two federal lawsuits now against Musk, accusing him of making false statements when he proposed paying $420 a share to buy each Tesla share back. Tell us more about those lawsuits.
Yeah, they're basically saying that he was trying to manipulate the stock price, and it did shoot up about $45 that day versus where it had been the day before. They're also saying that he was basically lying, saying that he had this financial commitment and that he had investor support. So they have gone to court to make it known that they were displeased with this, and even the SEC is looking into those tweets.
Okay, well, we'll continue to follow that story. And meanwhile, while we have you, there is the big economic news going on with regards to Turkey. The lira there dropped to another record low today. It fell nearly 10%. It is down more than 40% against the dollar so far this year. Markets across Asia also dropped today as they watch what's going on in Turkey, which involves this U.S. pastor that's been detained, and President Trump is trying to put pressure on Turkey economically in order to get that pastor released. But as somebody, you know, right there in New York, how are you watching this in terms of its impact on the markets?
I mean, it's having a lot of impact at this point. I mean, Turkey is going through so much, right, with the high inflation and the plummeting currency and the authoritarian impulses in the government. And this is having ripple effects in emerging markets around the world. But they have such a unique set of problems that it's probably going to be an isolated case, but it is making markets pretty jittery and everybody's keeping their eye out.
That's Sharice Jones of USA Today. Thank you.
Thank you.